The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
The Burt Show.
All right, Cassie, let's stay with introspection here with a would you rather question.
This is a really interesting would you rather question. And I think before we start, we got to get all on the same playing field. So Kristen and Burt, for the sake of this question, you do not have kids. Okay. No kids, because I think that changes everything.
I give up one immediately. That was easy. Well, just kidding.
Here's the question. Would you rather guaranteed have the greatest adventure of your lifetime that fulfills your soul's purpose, knowing that you are going to die immediately after?
Oh damn.
Man, that's a buzzkill.
Well, no, because you had a fun time.
How long is this trip? How long can this trip last? Is it going to last 25 years?
87 years.
Well, there's no limit on time, right? So it's whatever, like you may not know it, but the universe hand delivers you, you know, bowed up this perfect package of exactly what you need. And there will never be anything as fun, as fulfilling as this adventure. So it's tailored to your personality, whatever that looks like. Or would you rather be guaranteed to live another 100 years with the knowledge that you will never, ever have that adventure that fulfills your soul's purpose?
Wow.
See?
No, it's not so hard. I'd take the 100 years.
You would?
Uh-huh. Yeah, I mean, I could fill up my life with so many other adventures in 100 years that major one, that would have been nice. But to have 100 years to fill it up with B's rather than A's, I'll take that every day.
It's the fill your soul part for me. 100 years without ever having feeling like your soul was filled would be, it almost feels like it'd be a waste.
Shoot. I can tell you mine's halfway done and I don't have that.
Still waiting.
And I still feel really good.
When you put it that way, I've been living with my soul not being fulfilled for quite some time. Yeah. Give me the 100.
Yeah, I feel like the second option is honestly just life. Like, it's just choosing the normal life that we all live, where you are probably statistically going to live around 75, 80, 90 years, and you're constantly going to be searching for something that's going to give you that fulfillment and give you that happiness. And maybe sometimes you think you find it, but then inevitably life happens and something takes that joy away or kind of taints that joy. So the other option, the first option, is something I think everybody with anxiety fears. It's like, oh, things are so good. When is the other shoe going to drop? And the problem is with option one is like the shoe is going to drop. You're going to die the next day. So I think I'm probably going option two, just because I do think at the very least I would have time with friends and family. And I feel like that would be fulfilling enough.
Yeah, due to my debilitating fear of death, I'm taking number two.
Yeah.
Give me the 100 years.
Yeah, because even in that 100 years, I noticed this last night, that it wasn't an extraordinary night, but there me and my son are. He's 17 years old, and anybody with a teenager knows that you rarely get to see them. It's so funny that when people say they're going to become empty nesters when the kids are out of the house, that's BS. You become an empty nester once your kid has a car. So he's in the house last night and we're not doing anything special. We're watching a movie together, and then he starts filling me in on his life, and I pause the movie, and then we have a conversation, then we start watching the movie again, and I pause the movie, and we're just, that's regular day life. I'll take 100 years of that over whatever it's going to be, 4 or 5 years of this adrenaline, dopamine, amazing life for 5 years, I'll trade that for 100 years of last nights.
And I think the whole thing puts it into perspective, because if you do choose to live 100 years, it makes you relook at your life and those moments, like with your son, that would be a mundane day any other day. You wouldn't look at it. And now you're relooking at it like, oh, this is actually what I want. And if you choose the grand adventure, well, then something is missing from your life and you need to figure out what it is to fill that hole.
So with you going on, even driving this struggle bus now for 3 years, what's your perspective on it? You taking the 100 or are you just taking one day of peace?
I'm taking the 100, and I would even take it if I had to live in the RV for 100.
Really?
For sure. There's so much out there to see. I just think, again, I'd rather have all the bees than just one A.
I absolutely think that your answer is wrong.
Because of the RV?
Based on what you've done the last couple of years, you're the only one that got that question wrong.
Hazel went to the ER last night, okay?
No.
She's okay. She's okay. But yes, to your point, it's nonstop.
Yeah, just take one day of feast. Yeah. Forget about the 100, okay?
Kill me now.
The Burt Show. Moro Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.